It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man, we having ourselves a good time on this ACC Championship Bowl Eve.
He'll Eve something.
I know.
Eve of the Eve the to the Eve. Eve.
To the Eve, to the third power.
Payday Eve. What's that? The day before payday. That's what that is. It is what it is, man. We're having ourselves a good time. That is D.R. Reese.
What it do?
I am DK Mac 1, and we're the Sports Shot 1, because we're never ever number 2. Rocking out this morning, we got the firm, Pamela T. Smith. How you doing, Pamela T.?
Good morning.
You doing all right?
I'm doing great.
I see you got your Tar Heel colors on. You know,
yes,
long,
I'm supporting
you know,
the
you're
Tar
not
Heels.
Shrouded in black and mourning like the rest of them right now. Because I was watching. Look.
Oh my goodness! Really?
Yesterday I was out that way, and I was going out that way, and I just saw this parade of people, and they were all had their heads bowed, and they were just all and they were all it was just it, you know, the flags flying at half mast in Chapel Hill. I mean, as soon as you cross the county line, I said,
"No,
what
you
is going,
understand.
What is going on?"
Our heads may be bloody, but unbowed. Remember that.
Say
okay,
what?
Okay, but I tell you one thing. You shoot with your eyes closed.
Don't worry. That is part of the issue.
You damn sure shoot with your eyes closed. I can tell you that right now.
Man.
But it is what it is. We rocking out this morning. We got my main man, G Money, behind the glass. What up, G?
Our Twitter guy Kendrick has a question he wants to ask you.
I ain't talking to Kendrick no more. Kendrick know better. He came in with that crazy. He know dog on Drake.
That was, he was awesome.
Got
that
no
was
business
an awesome call. That was an awesome call when he called.
Don't let
like
Kendrick
that.
Be your dog on agent, because he'll have you playing basketball at Elon for the rest of your life.
From the Sports Shop 1 on Twitter, at GrahamHill98, give me a follow as well. Here's your new poll question.
Ooh.
Does the K-Mac 1 hate NC State more than he does UNC's happiness as a fan base?
Okay, hold on.
Think about
hold
it.
Hold on, let me draw this out. Let me diagram this thing. Do I hate, say that again now. Do I hate?
Do you hate NC State more than seeing UNC's fan base happy?
Oh, hell yeah. The other way around.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I hate UNC's happiness more than I hate anything. I don't need to see the, look.
See, man, see,
so there's a few, there's a few moments in our careers doing this for the last decade and a half. No lie,
mm-hmm.
Right? Now, that's my brother, true and through. We like blood, right? True and through. But I was no happier that day in Houston when they had it and they took it back.
That's not nice.
I mean, what? You don't know what I've had to live through.
See,
and you ain't making it no easier,
I know,
by the way.
I know. But the hate is just... It's
a hater age.
It's not
hate.
It's just...
It's out of control is what it is.
It's
man.
Not hate. I'm just enjoying and reveling in your demise. That's not hate.
Demise? Your choice of words.
I mean, this, you know where you
I
are.
Mean, the weight of your words is about to kill me over here.
Demise. It's just November. Well, December now. It's not
December. It's good point. If we were seeing like the 1st of March, we got like to be concerned about.
Right.
What do you mean?
But anyway.
You guys know who you are.
Anyway.
Where you going? No
anyway.
Way.
Okay.
And I had the privilege last night of actually watching the championship game again too, by the way.
What championship game?
When we were in New Orleans.
Why did you watch it again?
What the hell?
A lot of TV on last night.
Did you see that game?
I know. That was the NFL game was like. I was telling you, I watched it. The only reason I watched it because it was on.
Right.
like, what'd you do while the game was on? I don't know. I cleaned up a little bit.
I was actually, yeah, I was doing some
around,
email stuff
doing
last
email,
night.
Yeah, you know. Matter of fact, I wrote a paper.
Well, I'm glad you're being studious.
Yeah, it gave me something else to do, so yeah. But I don't know. We'll talk about Matt Brown all that. But let's talk about last night's game real quick, guys. Mm. Buffalo Bills,
mm-hmm.
New England Patriots. And I just have to ask this question before we even get to how horrible the game was, you know, from an entertainment perspective. Has there ever – who has had the worst game, primetime, viewing games this season? Sunday night football, Monday night football, or Thursday night football?
Primetime games.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday is in last place.
They're the worst ever. That's it. Thursday.
Like, I mean, I would hope to say they're not planning it like this.
But wait a minute. We have to be careful because we're going to be part of the Amazon family. So we have.
No, I'm not blaming the telecast.
But they have picked the games though.
What, wouldn't you think on the surface that would be a pretty decent game?
They probably picked them two years ago.
No, on the surface. But they have some dog game. Yeah, I mean, hey, like look. It's like.
Hey, Pride family, listen. we appreciate you.
Yes.
Yeah. We 28 days away. We coming.
Yeah.
There's one shot coming to Amazon Prime, but
right,
we coming. Don't you worry.
Right.
But I don't think. I mean, I know they picked the game, but we probably would have made the same mistake.
But this game, right. I get it. But they had some dogs on some games.
I mean, they're not playing. I can't. Play.
I think it was like Cleveland and Houston or something like that. It was just a bad. What is going on? I think it was Jacksonville and Houston. I think that's what it was.
Wow.
It's like,
they're the kind of games where if you're getting ready to go out on a Thursday night, you just have it on
while you're playing beer pong or something.
And you're like, wait, it's something.
Kind of like furniture. It's just
Matt
there.
Jones is cussing out his teammates. What's going on?
Matt Jones just threw the ball at one of his linemen. Literally, he got sacked last night. He threw the ball and hit the guy in the head.
Crazy.
I was just like, wow. That tells you that he missed a block, I guess.
Hey, man, can you go to the fridge and get me another beer? Or do you want to wait until it's touchdown? What touchdown? I'll go ahead and get it.
You got time. Matter of fact, you go to the store and come back. You got time. It's okay. It's okay. So that's the only thing that just, I don't know, just interesting to me is that I thought about this last night as kind of a, I don't know, trivia question you want to call it, whatever. I don't know. I mean, who's had the worst games? Now, let's take it to the actual, on the field, right? Why do we think that is? There's been a conversation that Thursday night football games in the NFL are horrible games because the NFL schedule for the players is not conducive to them being ready to play their best on Thursdays.
That's a very good point. I hadn't thought about that.
I've heard the complaint time and time and time again that the way that they play some of these guys, unless they're coming off of a bye week, which most of them aren't, they play on Sunday and they turn right around and play. And you just laugh. You say, ha, ha, ha. What do those two days mean? So what? It's 2 days earlier than they used to play, than they normally play. It means a lot.
It means a lot.
Because they're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, they off on Tuesdays.
That's
anyway,
right.
Anyway.
Now you're not.
So then you have one day to prepare, which is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go play. Right. So. Yeah, to your point. I hadn't really thought about why the games are such a dust like that, maybe that's part of the reason right there.
So K-Mac, remind me what the three options were. Thursday night football,
Sunday night football, and Monday night football.
I don't know. America's game of the week. Well, no.
That's Sunday night.
That is Sunday night?
Yep. Yeah.
America's games of the week.
They've had one or two, but consistently the Thursday night game has been lackluster, no matter what the team is. That's what surprises me.
If I had Thursday's last place. I'm really trying to debate. See, Sunday's interesting because Sunday has a flex opportunity, particularly late in the season.
They switch, that's right.
Mm-hmm. They're switching based on how the teams are playing, their record, that kind of thing. So Sunday has the capability of being the game.
Look at Reese putting his producer hat on.
So it's a close one between Monday night. Right now, I'm saying –
Monday night wins, by the way.
Does it really?
I think Monday night is
always
I
think Sunday night wins, actually.
I say Monday night, too, because even if the game's bad, you can watch the Manning cast, and the Manning cast will make it entertaining.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah,
okay, so you got to say Monday, Sunday, then Thursday.
And I should have said Sunday because I like Coach Tony Dungy, but Sunday night football games.
This next Thursday, December 8th, might be a winner.
Oh.
Let me guess. It's wait. The Cowboys are playing.
Absolutely not. The Raiders and Rams.
Actually, here's the point. I saw that last night. I said, because, you know, the Rams, they're not that good this year.
Mm-hmm.
My Raiders. But the Raiders, they can be good in special moments, but they're not going anywhere.
Warm-ups?
Yeah. So this is like, this game, like, it's just going to be on.
Right.
It's going to be on TV. or streaming or whatever.
Don't be like that, Reese.
That's the truth.
Just don't be like that.
It's your team.
It's my team.
Never, if it's really your team, you don't waver from it.
By the way, if you were wondering, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills beat the brakes off of the New England Patriots.
By the way, Kendrick said you're right, but he just gave me all kind of compliments about the short turnaround. Thursday night's game.
Call me next week, Kendrick. We ain't cool this week. you ended the week on a bad note, bro. Things were going real good, man.
Y'all about to be besties.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Then he came out with that Drake May foolishness. He's like, man, look here, man. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. You know how we vibe with Carolina stuff. You know what I mean? It ain't like that. Don't be like Pam. Pam, the ultimate cheerleader over here. Which, by the way, I want to give you kudos for standing up for yourself a little bit earlier when Reese was coming at you. Right?
When you said,
well, I don't know, Reese. And you heard, you he was devastated. Y'all supposed to be lockstep. With Carolina stuff, y'all supposed to be lockstep.
I do remember you going left on me a little bit. I can't remember what it was.
My opinion, but what's it's that? A popular opinion that if Drake May was on a different team,
these right here. when you say it, it's yours.
It's recorded. But
it's yours. It belongs to you.
That was holding him back.
Mm-hmm. Look at him like that.
Fantastic, great.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We got G Money behind the glass. What up, G?
Only 13 more hours until my work day is over with.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good, man. That builds character. You know what I mean?
Cha-ching sound, quick sounder?
You know what I mean? It builds character. It's good stuff for you. It's good stuff. So how we doing on these poll questions back there, G Money?
We have two technically that we can really choose from. And let's go with the one that's presented by Oak Grove Tech. The ACC Championship game tomorrow night at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, of course. 8 p.m. kickoff. The game will be televised on ESPN.
Let's go.
Clemson versus North Carolina. Who do you got? Majority of the voters are taking the Clemson Tigers. Wow. As Reese would say,
wow.
North Carolina fans just aren't up yet. Okay. Carolina's getting some more votes now as soon as I said that, so we'll see.
We'll see.
Well,
let's go Heels.
Well, as always, they're late to the party. But now.
Watch yourself.
What you mean? It is what it is. That's why you better get down to Charlotte to see this young man play. You better get down there.
I was going, but I.
Next time you see it, maybe on TV. That may be on time. You can see him.
Wow.
So let's talk about it, guys. Let's talk about it. I teased it up before we went to break. The University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa is sitting right there at 6 in the college football playoff rankings. Poised to probably make a run if something happens. A lot of stuff got to happen for us to get in there.
Not going to happen, though.
Probably not going to happen.
No.
So with that being said, the University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa, for the first time in probably 10 years, is not a part of this conversation postseason. College football world don't know how to react to this. So what did they do, Reese?
I think they changed. You know, sometimes when things don't go the way people want them to, they got to change the rules.
To benefit them?
Wait a minute. Hold on. So I lost the election, so I redrew the line?
happens in most states.
Redistricting is what
damn sure the one we in right now.
Which is they'll get
you. There's a, I mean, that's a whole other conversation. I don't want to get in that conversation. That's a whole different conversation.
I'm just, look, because it doesn't really matter what affiliation you are.
Right.
I'm just saying, you have to look at it on the surface. You lose, so you take out your Sharpie. Retrunk.
Sore loser.
Right. It don't matter. I mean, they all do it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, y'all don't, you know we can see this, right? we're looking right at
that
you.
That's hilarious.
You know what I mean? Some are better at it than others.
Right.
You know, some groups are more sophisticated than others. Some groups are just like, yeah, I'm just going to draw. Look, they just started racist.
I know. Let me see. We got more people on this side. Let's circle that right there.
And then somebody says, hey, wait a minute, that was mine. Well, it ain't now.
I mean, it's really just like that.
That's where we are.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
So the College Football Playoff Committee, I'm sure after they had this meeting, because it was already a proposal, mm-hmm. a conversation. But sometimes you need something to happen to motivate you all to take quick and decisive action. So, with Alabama not being in the conversation, with this vote coming up, which is what they had scheduled anyway, they said, come on, let's just hurry up and vote on. It ain't going to take long. What y'all doing for lunch? Come on in. Came on in. They say, I'm sure this is how it went. Y'all know Alabama's not going to be in it this year. Yeah, we know. What's going on? Well, let's just make it 12, because if we made it 12, they would be in it. All right, cool. Let's make it 12.
Really?
Are you look? Hold on. You getting the fish or the chicken? And that was it.
You getting the fish or the chicken?
That's it.
That's hilarious.
A beef or the chicken? A fish or the chicken? Whichever. Yeah, I don't know. No, it's fish or chicken. What's the standard?
So does that mean that they think that Alabama will kind of be consistent with this type of play and won't be back up into the 1, 2, and 3?
Ooh.
Because otherwise, you wouldn't need to extend it.
That means that when it snows in June, 1 year, in Alabama,
you probably don't need to be bringing out snowplows.
Right, exactly.
In June.
That's a one-off.
Right.
But if that were to happen again, they want to make sure Alabama's part of that playoff.
If it was to happen again, now we got snowplows.
Right, exactly. So I see you trying to throw shade.
Did you see that, girl?
I saw that. This is Shade Friday for you.
Like, you just came right in smooth with it, too.
No, I was just asking because you said that was the reason why, because Alabama's not in it. So the only way that I would really want to change it would be, well, maybe they fill the stadiums. And so if they're not, they sell tickets. If they're consistently right here.
But we're the brand of college. We're the brand of college football. When the brand is not in it, then it's not.
For example, this is true.
Sir, you just moved me. We the brand.
Hey, we the brand. Right. Let me tell you what. Like, tomorrow, down at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Come on now.
They said tickets, as Alabama's been playing in that.
It's not sold out, by the way.
And tickets went, to go for like $300 or whatever.
Right.
$1.50 right now.
Dropping.
Right. You may get in there easy, $35. You know, the top level. I'm just saying. They're losing. When Alabama's not in, you lose money.
Everybody
loses.
So what the hell are you talking about then?
But that's what I'm saying. So are they looking at it that next year might be the same way and we need to make sure that we can include them?
Matt, go ahead and prove your point because I'm tired of listening to Pam.
Pam, I'm asking
the question.
Pam, you know what, you one of them people with that Sharpie. You one of them people.
You try to redraw the line.
Yeah, she drawing the line for real.
You said it. That was the reason it happened. But if I know that next year, they're going
to
be back.
No need to change, huh?
Right. Nothing to see here. I mean, so, it's 1 year. It happens.
So
it's been 10 years.
And the reason I said what I said was when they met, they said, we can't run the risk of this happening again.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, let's go ahead and be prepared. Let's make it 12, and we're good. That's why they did it. It's not because they don't think we'll be there. It's let's go ahead and make it 12. That way we won't have this conversation. We won't have to have this conversation. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
That makes you feel better. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what I do know. Them people over there in blue ain't gonna be in there.
Nah, that's not true. Now, come on.
No, that's true. But I being 12, y'all may actually sneak in there this time. Just be honest. Just be like, quiet as a cat.
Might sneak in.
Like, for real, y'all probably would back right on in that thing.
Think about this, though. So
Carolina could possibly back right in there.
They gave us a
12.
Yesterday I was watching something and I didn't want to really pay attention, but they gave a scenario of what would it look like if we had that today in terms of the teams. I think Clemson would have got in there.
Yeah,
Clemson. Because they rate number 9 now and whatever. So, yeah.
So without a doubt, Carolina wins it. Now think about the level of importance it would put on this game tomorrow.
That's right. See, I think that's what it is. Like, those games that are not significant now, mm-hmm. they'll be very, very important, like the one tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's the best games.
Just wilding out here. Just wilding out. Let's imagine another year for Coach Prime like this year. A couple more talent. That 12-game expansion. Tell me why you couldn't see a team that leans the Celebration Bowl like Jackson State University.
Well,
landing in that.
Come
on. Why not?
Well, I mean, in the way they set up now, I think this only
applicable for FBS schools.
I get it.
But I get you. It'd be nice that that's like number 16, like in the NCAA tournament. The swag and the MEAC, we all would come in as 16 seed.
Is the Celebration Bowl a play-in?
I mean, I like it. Now, you know what? I will say this. It may not be relevant now, maybe in the next 2 or 3 years, but at some point, if the Deons keep doing what they're doing.
And if the parity continues to kind of work itself out a little bit.
And the transfer portals and NIL, the level of playing field. I kind of like that, too. I can see that happening.
I like it.
I can see that
happening. Just giving y'all something to think about out there. Like I said, there's things in history that happen that change the entire landscape of sports. The University of Alabama and Tuscaloosa not being a part of this conversation is for the next couple of weeks. It's changed the way people see things.
Yeah, it changed the way I see it.
It definitely changed the way I see it. That is the truth.
You know what? You know what, Phil? Sometimes, boy, what I say?
Don't you have something to do?
I do, right here beside you.
What I say the other day, I said, boy, some people just take all the God out of you.
I know. All of it.
They make you want to say
you
stuff.
You had to have
stuff.
Some in you.
Yeah. Come on, somebody.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
One thing I wanted to mention, K-Mac and Reese, we want to get a shout out. You know, this was ACC versus Big Ten week, final one for the ladies as well. So NC State ladies triumph, Duke and Virginia all won. Unfortunately, UNC ladies.
Oh, you missed one. Okay.
They lost.
They lost their first game
as well as, who else? Somebody else lost their first game. Notre Dame lost their first game.
So real champions are with the Heel lost.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody else been on no winning streak over there.
They want a winning streak.
The only winners y'all got. Lost.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
NC State, Duke, and Virginia won.
Outstanding.
I mean, you piling on, man. It's the second of December.
I'm coming off the top rope on y'all today. You know why? Because you got to get it in when you can because you guys don't know how to act. I'm just trying to tell you.
You know we coming.
Yeah, because you get your little number one ranking. You came out, you beat up on, you know, the Poodles of Wake County and, you know, some other little small schools that we ain't never heard of.
You said Wake County?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ain't never heard of, you know, Cabarrus County or whatever.
Where's Cabarrus County anyway?
I think it's toward the coast.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
Do you know that's 100 counties in North Carolina?
Yes,
you know
it is 100.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Just want you to know that.
I do.
It is 100?
It's 100.
It is 100, yeah.
That's a pretty even number.
Yeah, I know. I always thought that was kind of weird, too.
Really,
why not 96
not
or whatever?
79?
Did 100. They add one to make it 100?
In Alabama, I think it's 64 in Alabama. Mm. Yeah, I think. Now, I could be wrong.
That's oddly even, too.
I know. We had that pop test from Dr. Strobel yesterday. I go back and do my research on all these other things.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You Tar Heel fans, look. So, what is it going to take for y'all to just ease up and just relax and think that it's okay, not, you know, be on a 4-game losing streak?
But we're not on a 4-game losing streak yet.
Can you count?
But I will tell you, I'm with you. That's hanging in the balance, and chances are, it's going to be that way after Sunday. I'll put it that way. Just real talk. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, a lot to see. Listen, make sure you tune in. Tonight, first of all, Historically Black. Make sure you check us out. We'll be on tonight. Tomorrow's ACC Championship game. What a game. I'm telling you, it's going this way. You don't want to miss. I'm telling you, it's going to be a good game. We got so many things to talk about. For D.R. Reed, Pam, Tom Smith, K-Mac, G-Money behind the glass.
Have a good one.
Y'all have a great weekend. Yeah. We'll see you on the other side.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.